Phoneboy Speaks, episode 85, podcasting. It's like blogging. Podcasts are actually my main form of entertainment. Of the different types of content that I consume, whether it be articles on the web or Twitter, app.net, Google+, Facebook, whatever, podcasts are the thing I probably spend the most time listening to. And certainly, I get more out of it. I mean, I don't watch television, so it's the way I relate to the world is through podcasts and perhaps a little bit of reading. And so it makes sense that as somebody who likes to put things out in the world, that I sort of reflect back. And so using podcasts to do that is it seems like a natural fit for me. But, but I was also thinking the other day that blogging used to be very nascent and there wasn't as much business driving it. I certainly participated in a community of bloggers and we had a good time. We shared stories and we'd link to each other and it was fantastic. But at some point blogging turned into a business and it stopped being fun. And, I mean, I even worked for a company for a while writing articles to go on different websites and, and it was a grueling thing. I mean, I blog multiple times a day and I have to write, pithy 7,500, 200 word articles about something that I'm just like, I really don't want to write about this. And part of that is putting the content out there, using the keywords and, getting page views. And you do that using search engine optimization. And, the company used all kinds of techniques with search engine optimization to get people to view the pages so that they could sell ads and whatnot. And the good news about podcasting is that Google can't index an MP3 file at the moment. And yeah, that may change at some point, but the reality is, you can't listen to a podcast like this and overlay ads. There's just no good way to do that, I don't think. Unlike a blog post where, you could have 50,000 ads around it and you could do other forms of search engine optimization. So, really, this is a little bit more pure in its content. I mean, unless I put an ad in, which I don't have any plans to do anytime soon. I mean, I'm not getting enough listeners to do that. So, I just, you're hearing me unadulterated, maybe a little bit of editing. And, the thing about podcasting in general is that it's actually there's actually a barrier to entry that doesn't exist for blogging. Cause I mean, you can start a blog, anybody can start a blog. There's plenty of free ways to do it. There's also plenty of low cost ways to do it. Podcasting's a little different. It's harder to do a podcast like this and have it done for free. Cause storage of audio takes a little bit more than storing text. It's also harder to get noticed and you have to do more work with a podcast. Like for example, I can just sit at my computer and crank out text or I can do it on my phone or my iPad or whatever and done. With audio, it's a little different. I actually have to sit down, get an audio recorder, press record and do all of the stuff that I have to do for podcasts. It's actually, it's a little bit more work. Now I've done a lot to optimize my workflow, but it's different than doing a blog post. And I think people aren't going to necessarily have something to say like this. They might be shy or they need a little bit more equipment to do it. Although heck, I'm doing it with an iPhone. If you can do it with an iPhone, you can do it with anything. So really there's less people that can do podcasting. And so I think the community of podcasters will probably stay low. Although again, you have the same problem with podcasts as you have with blogging, with any other form of media. It's getting noticed because there are, there's millions of choices out there. I'm not just competing with the podcast. I'm also competing with YouTube. I'm competing with app.net and Twitter and Facebook and Google+. I mean, and all these other ways that you can potentially waste your time. And, if you are listening to me, you probably are wasting a little bit of time, although I try and keep it short because, I listen to 15 to 20 hours of podcasts a week. And, for me to take on a new podcast usually means something else has to go. This you can add in. I mean, I like short podcasts. I've kind of gotten into doing short podcasts or even listening to short podcasts because I can hear more points of view for less time. And so that's kind of why I'm doing this short form. But anyway, I think that it's kind of like early blogging, this podcasting thing. It's actually, There's the communities there, though I think it's a little different. It's kind of hard to link to other podcasts, although we refer to each other. But there's no SEO there, right? I mean, there's not. If I refer to the Social Converse or Pocket Size Podcasts or Command Space or one of these other podcasts I listen to, there's no, they're only going to get the benefit if you listen. So, and there's no way that can be gamed necessarily, because there's no automated way. Again, Google can't index MP3 files yet. And, would Google know what command space was in this context? But anyway, that's a whole different thing. And maybe someday that Google will be able to do it. But I don't know. I like this podcasting thing right now, even if I'm not getting a ton of listeners. But I wouldn't mind getting a few more. And so if you wouldn't mind, if you're an iTunes person, and if you go to iTunes and you search for Phoneboy Speaks and leave a comment, leave some feedback, give me a rating, tell me I suck, tell me I roll, whatever. The ratings will help other people find the podcast. And of course, I'm not going to complain if you post links to my podcast on the various social networks you use. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.